T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 55 degrees right now here on KNSS. The Treasury Department is asking Congress to quickly provide billions more for a small business loan program.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is asking Congress for an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, intended to help small businesses make payroll and avoid layoffs.
Mitch McConnell is prepared to bring it up on Thursday, and if it passes with unanimous consent, which we would expect it will, it'll go to the House on Friday for the same approval process.
Congress approved nearly $350 billion for the loan program last month as part of a $2.2 trillion economic rescue package. Congressional leaders have already made proposals for additional funding, including a plan from Senate Democrats to provide up to $25,000 in hazard pay for workers on the front line of the coronavirus response. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police in Newton arrested two people from Heston who allegedly walked through a Walmart Monday coughing on other people and saying they had the coronavirus. Police were not called at the time, but officers began investigating after seeing the video on social media. Police said that the two suspects, 29-year-old Hazel Hamrick and 47-year-old Ernest Williams, were arrested yesterday on suspicion of a felony criminal threat and a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct, and they have been booked into the Harvey County Jail. The Harvey County Attorney's Office has indicated that it will aggressively pursue prosecution of the two, including other potential criminal charges.
Ascension Via Christi is looking for people to sew face masks to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending that cloth face coverings be worn in public settings where social distancing is difficult. Ascension Via Christi says it needs the masks for its patients, visitors, and for employees whose roles are non-patient facing. No specific design is required, but masks with thin elastic loop ears are preferred. Masks can be dropped off at the front entryway of the main entrance at Ascension Via Christi St. Francis between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. weekdays. For more information, call 281-5157. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Economic injury disaster loans through the U.S. Small Business Association have proven to be quite popular with Kansas businesses and nonprofits. The Department of Commerce has launched a new feature to help.
Commerce representatives are available on the live chat function from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at kansascommerce.gov/COVID-19-response. The SBA has low interest, long-term loans available for Kansas businesses to fund fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that can't be paid because of the impact of COVID-19. The interest rate is 3.75% for small businesses and 2.75% for nonprofit organizations. The Department of Commerce does not administer the SBA loans, but hopes to help businesses navigate the application process.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting.
President Trump at a White House coronavirus task force briefing told reporters he still wants to reopen the economy this month, as health experts say the coronavirus pandemic will reach its peak very soon.
We want to start hitting the downside, and I think we're going to be doing this. Is going to be a very difficult week, however. This week will be a very difficult week, because that's the most difficult week when you're at that top position, and we'll see what happens.
Cases of coronavirus in the U.S. have reached close to 400,000, with more than 12,000 deaths and over 21,000 recovered.
Dr. Deborah Brix praises the efforts of Americans in Midwestern major cities to keep the virus infection rates low.
We see across the country, in Detroit, in Chicago, some real, not this extreme going to 7 cases per 1,000, but really staying in the more 2 cases per 1,000 and a different curve parameter than, and it really shows the amazing activity of every American in those cities to really ensure that there's social distancing.
Dr. Birx commented during the White House coronavirus task force briefing.
Officials are making plans to free some Kansas prison inmates who are close to finishing their sentences amid the coronavirus outbreak. Governor Laura Kelly says, hopefully we will be able to move quite a few of those folks back into their community. Priority will be given to inmates with viable plans, such as a place to live or a job. She offered no specific numbers and noted that the state will coordinate with local officials so that there will be no surprises. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and mild start to the morning in Wichita, temperatures will likely again be where they were yesterday, around 83 for the high. Winds will turn to the north with the passing of a frontal boundary, and by tonight we'll really start to feel the effects of that with a low 41. It'll be sunny and much cooler tomorrow. Thursday's high in the upper 50s, 59 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, calm, and 55 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And on this date, April 8th of 1986, actor Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California. Remember that, Ted? I didn't know he had any interest in politics at all. Well-known actor and director, and he was a mayor there in Carmel for a while. Carmel's a beautiful little city right there by Monterey out in the northern part of California. Have you ever been there, Ted? I've been there, too.
Beautiful.
You know, there was a movie that Clint Eastwood starred in, and I think he directed way back in the 70s, called Play Misty for Me, and where he was a DJ and in this movie, and a woman was infatuated with him and tried to kill her. And the the movie was actually filmed right there in Carmel.
It was all filmed in that area.
Yeah. And I had a friend, one of the people I first met when I first started in radio. His name was Rick. Rick Stewart on the air. Rick Smith was his real name. And he after I worked with him, he went to Carmel and worked in that same radio station where they shot that.
Really?
The interior's out there. Little tiny jazz station. So, yeah, there's a connection there. I never cared for much for Eastwood until maybe the Dirty Harry movies came along. And since then, I've become a fan of his. I think he's terrific. He's directed some great movies, and he's been in some good ones. Anyway.
Your favorite Clint Eastwood movie?
Well, that'd probably be Unforgiven.
Okay.
Yeah. Him and Morgan Freeman, right?
I might go with Gran Torino.
Gran Torino's good, yeah. He's good. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves has declared April as Confederate Heritage Month. The Mississippi chapter of Sons of Confederate Veterans recently posted Reeves' proclamation on its Facebook page. Reeves' proclamation is not dated, so it was not immediately clear whether he signed it before late March when the governor started spending much of his time on the state's response to the epidemic, or the pandemic, that is. Mississippi is the last state with a flag that prominently features the Confederate battle emblem. Stars and bars.
Mm-hmm.
The state has used the same flag since 1894, and people who voted in a 2001 statewide election chose to keep the emblem. So, doesn't sound too politically
that
correct.
That was nearly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, and apparently every governor in Mississippi has done this, regardless of party, for forever and ever.
All right.
It's not like this is something he initiated. Yeah. But you would think in today's world.
You would think, but.
Yeah. Mississippi is.
You know, they got a lot of blowback on the statues of Robert E. Lee. And, you know, and Robert E. Lee could be very much appreciated as a person who was a outstanding, if not one of the best, battle commanders in the history of military.
No doubt.
On that level, he happened to be, you know, he happened to be fighting for the losing side.
Mm-hmm.
that's not good. All right. Excuse me. Got a little frog in the throat this morning. And Shelly and I dined on frozen pizza last night, Ted.
Hey.
Yep. No caviar in our house. We had some cucumbers that she sliced up and put them in vinegar and some slices of cantaloupe. And that was it. There you go. Not too exciting, but there we are. We're on the stay home thing here.
What did you do? You have anything exciting going on in your life, Ted?
Oh, of course not. Just I was at home.
Same old thing. Huh?
No, what did I have? I had some beef and noodles type stuff.
Okay. Yeah. No ramen noodles, then, huh?
No. Okay. I can't buy ramen. Every time I go to the store, the shelves are clean
it's gone.
Up.
All right. Ramen noodles and toilet paper. Six, thank you. 6:37 now, and time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Now, Monday, we saw new contract lows that were made in the entire cattle complex and lean futures also. They closed on a mostly positive side, but yesterday, the live cattle traded and closed up the expanded limits, while the feeder cattle and lean hogs traded up their limit and closed limit up. So a very strong day in the upside yesterday. Now, the cattle complex and lean hogs will have expanded daily limits today. Technical and managed money buying were really the main buying actions that came to lift the markets higher. There was reports of 105 cash cattle trade yesterday. On the close, June cattle up $4.50 at $84.80. May feeders up $4.50 at $113.80. And June hogs up $3 at $52.65. Now, today's buying, or I should say yesterday's buying interest, was hard to find in our grain and our soybean complexes, with only the corn and the soybeans closing positive. Now, it's estimated that 24% of the U.S. ethanol production is currently offline, and we're going to be looking at freezing to below freezing temps in the forecast for the wheat crop in the southern plains starting Sunday evening. At the moment, May KC wheat's up 6.25 cents at 479.5. May corn's up 2 cents at 333.5, with May soybeans up a nickel at 859.75. May crude oil trading 82 cents higher, 24.46. June gold down $5.20 at 1678.50. The June S&P 17.75 points higher, 26.59.75. June dollar index 20 cents higher, $100.11. And June Dow Jones futures up 174 points at 22,665. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 go to Tom.
Tom, have you gone to the store here recently over there in Augusta?
No, honestly, I haven't really been out much here for the last couple weeks. Most everything we need done, Patty's been taken care of, and I've been holding the fort down.
Okay, she's been up taking protection, washing her hands and so forth. Is that right? Have you done that?
Oh, yes. She's really good about stuff
good.
Like that.
Good.
She's even working and trying to train me.
Train you to do what? Wash your hands?
Do things I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. It's a lifelong battle.
It has been, but she hasn't gave up on me, Ted.
Yeah. It's like the joke I heard a while back where the woman says, you know, I've worked for 20 years to change that man, and 20 years later, he's not the man I grew up with. So, you know, I don't know. Something like that. That was a bad joke.
Something like that.
Something stupid like that, anyway. What would we do without our wives, huh? I got to get...
That's a very deep question.
I got to get St. Shelley to make some chocolate chip cookies so I can bring them to work and cheer up the few people who are working now these days.
You mean you don't share?
Huh?
You don't share?
Sure.
Oh, he shares.
I bring him in, but there's about 75 people around here, and they get here, and they're gone within eight seconds. So I'm trying to get her to make some chocolate chip cookies for us. How about that?
It sounds good.
All right, Tom, wash your hands. Be safe, okay?
I will.
Okay. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Wise words from the Oracle of Omaha.
Aha.
Don Grant on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.